This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Agriculture Department approved Colorado's waiver to restrict using SNAP benefits for soft drinks and sugary beverages. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the rule goes into effect in March.
The waiver modifies beverage purchases eligible for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly referred to as SNAP. Benefits can be used towards milk-based drinks like baby formula and 100% juice drinks, but they can't be used towards sweetened beverages such as soft drinks or sugary drinks with at least 5 grams of sweetener per 12 ounces. The state is awaiting the approval of 2 more waivers that will allow SNAP participants to buy hot prepared foods from grocery stores such as rotisserie chickens and farmers market vendors. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Public schools must distribute materials on gun violence prevention to parents under a new law that takes effect today. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The new law requires the Office of Gun Violence Prevention to post gun violence prevention materials on its website. Schools must distribute the materials to parents at the beginning of the school year. Materials can include how to store guns safely in the home and how to talk to children about gun safety and gun violence. 45% of Colorado adults live in a household with at least one firearm. In 2021, nearly a third of youths in Colorado said they could access a loaded firearm without an adult's permission. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Survivors of sexual assault who become pregnant now have a clearer path to giving up parental rights in Colorado. Another new state law allows a woman to skip the usual legal steps by submitting a sworn affidavit to the court. If a judge agrees the case qualifies, the survivor is no longer legally responsible for the child. A standardized form to help start the process will be available by next year. The law is one of more than 200 taking effect today. In Colorado, laws automatically take effect 90 days after the legislative session ends, unless lawmakers set a different effective date. It's 8:06, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.